Hello and welcome to another Tech Tip. My name is Seth LeBlond and I'm the Assistive Technology Coordinator at the Foundation for Blind Children. Today I want to talk about PDFs. There are a number of different kinds of PDFs. Some are accessible and some are not. And I want to talk about some things that make them accessible, some ways we can deal with the inaccessibility of some, and how we fill out PDF forms. First of all, plain and simple, PDFs that consist of pure images are not natively accessible with screen readers. If you create a PDF file by scanning an image into the PDF and you stop there, that PDF will not be accessible, even though visually it looks like it contains text. A picture of text is not the same as text to your screen reader. That's why we have something called optical character recognition, which can convert pictures of text into actual text that a screen reader can read. If you are a JAWS user and you receive one of these inaccessible PDFs, you can run it through OCR yourself by pressing Insert Space, then O for OCR, and then D for document, while the document is open. Using JAWS to run documents through OCR in this fashion is not as good or as reliable or accurate as having a document that has already been recognized by its author. But it does provide some level of accessibility. One thing I do want to talk about, though, is the times when we might assume that something is inaccessible when it's really not. We're going to use an example today of a PDF form that actually is 100% accessible, but looks like it's not when you open it. We're going to talk about what to do about that, and hopefully you'll learn a little bit about do's and don'ts when dealing with PDFs. Here I am in Google Chrome, and we're going to do a quick search for a sample PDF form.
SRP vertical. PDF form selected. Sample alert, this site can access your location. Change this setting in the address bar, sample.
All right, and we're going to look at the first result here.
Accessibility links heading level 1, search modes heading level 1, search results heading level 1, PDF form example dash for some visited heading level 3 link.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open this PDF form.
Sample PDF form dash Google search, visited heading level 3 link, PDF form example dash for some link visited.
All right. Now here we are, our PDF form is open, and I'm going to arrow down and see what JAWS is telling us about this form.
PDF page number, edit 1/1, zoom out button. Zoom, edit, zoom, fit, rotate, download, print button, more action, thumbnail, heading level 2, PDF form, example, heading level 2, this is an example of a user fillable PDF form, normally PDF is used as a final publishing format, heading level 2, however, PDF has an option to be used as an entry form that can be edited and saved by the user, heading level 2, the fields of this form have been selected to demonstrate as many as possible of the common, heading level 2, entry fields, heading level 2, this document and PDF form have been created with OpenOffice left parent version 3.4.0 right parent. Heading level 2 to fill out the form, make sure the PDF file is not read-only. If the heading level 2 folder or computer desktop, close this file and open the saved file. Heading level 2, please fill out the following fields. Important fields are marked yellow. Given name colon. Family name colon. Address 1 colon house NR colon.
Alright. Here we are on our actual form fields and we can read them, but unfortunately we cannot edit them. By default, most computers are set up so that PDFs open right from within your web browser, whether you're using Microsoft Edge or using Chrome, and as is the case here, we're using Chrome. Unfortunately, when we open these PDFs, they're basically opening as read-only documents. We cannot open a PDF form within Chrome, generally speaking, and fill it out. We can read it.
Address 2 colon, postcode colon, city colon.
But we cannot edit it. In order to edit the form, we have to do what it asked in the directions that I skipped up above. We actually need to save this to our computer in order to be able to fill it. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Control S and save it.
Save as dialog, file name, colon, edit, combo, UPDF form, example.pdf.
That's fine.
OPDFF.
OOPDF example. I guess that's for OpenOffice. We're going to press Enter and save this. Actually, we're going to check and make sure we know where it's being saved. Okay. Press Enter. And we've got it. Now we're going to go to our Documents.
This PC items view multi-select list box, fold desktop, documents, 3 of 13.
And we're going to open it.
OCUPDF form example.pdf.
This is the saved file now that I have downloaded. We're going to press Enter here.
PDF form example dash Adobe Acrobat Reader left parent 64 dash bit right parent table page has.
Now that I've saved it, it's opening in Acrobat Reader. And now it's not read-only.
This is an example of a user available PDF form. Normally PDF is used as a final publishing format. PDF form example. This is an example of a use, however, Pete, as many as this document to fill out folder, please fill out the following fields. First name, edit.
First name, edit.
First name, edit.
I can go ahead and hit enter to enter forms mode, because I have my auto forms mode turned off. Interesting.
First name, edit.
All right. Now I'm going to tab to the next form field.
Last name, edit. Table, column 1, row 1, edit.
I don't know what this field says. So I'm going to try a little trick and hit Insert Tab and see if it'll read me a field label.
Edit, type of text. Stop
it doesn't.
Plus Alt plus R. Virtual PC cursor. Table with fork. Address 1 colon. Address 2 colon. Postcode colon.
All right. Now I know what these fields are. First one's address 1, then address 2, then postcode.
Table with four columns and edit. House and R colon. House and floor. Edit. House and floor. Edit. House and R colon. Edit. Edit. City colon. Land. Edit.
So as you see, now when I'm arrowing through all these fields, there are actually edit boxes where I can fill them out. The lesson here is that although the first time we opened it, it didn't look like a fillable form, it actually was a fillable form, but in order to fill it out, we needed to save it to our computer first. When we're done filling this form, we can save our changes, and we can send the form, or print the form, or do whatever we need to do with it. We also encounter one final type of PDF form, and those are forms that are not fillable. These tend to be PDF forms where the intent is that the user of the forms is going to print them and then fill them out by hand, and either scan them and email them, or snail mail them to their final destination, or fax them, or something like that. In cases where you have a form like that, the actual form fields are accessible in terms of the fact that you can read them, but they are not accessible to blind and visually impaired people who cannot print them out and handwrite inside the fields. However, it's not exactly as exclusionary as a purely inaccessible form, because a sighted person would probably rather fill that thing out on their computer too. The maker of the form has some other reason why the form needs to be turned into hard copy and filled out by hand in order to be completed. So when you see a form that you can't fill out, even if you have saved it to your computer, the most likely reason is that it is a form that you have to fill out as hard copy. And there you have it, a couple of examples of how to deal with PDFs with a particular emphasis on filling out forms. I hope this has been a really useful tip for you, and we'll be back soon to give you another one.